This is Brendan from Cubs Insider. I recently talked to Mike Bryant, Chris Bryant's dad, about Chris's hitting mechanics, and in particular, what changes he made between his rookie and MVP season, and what changes he's looking into making right now.
You know, over the last year, there's been a lot of, you know, I don't want to say hype or anything, but I just everybody's talking about Chris's swing changes, and it was all coming out, you know, different. And you know, you get from where I'm coming from is, you know, I'm a hitting instructor out here and in Vegas, and I'm really busy. And, you know, anytime, you know, something happens with Chris, my profile gets raised pretty high.
And I can imagine.
Which is cool. I mean, I like it. You know, hey, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I like the attention, you know, but because it helps business. But a lot of the stuff getting, I mean, if you knew growing up, Vegas is a pain in the ass, okay, growing up out here. It's just straight up with you. There's a lot of jealousy and hatred. So any type of information that gets out that it's wrong, and people are using against me, you know, like when they say leveling out of Chris's swing, you know. He's not really leveling, you know, he's not leveling out the swing. I mean, you know, so people, they go, see, the Cubs are fixing him. Bryant's dad screwed him up. You know, this is the way they operate out here in Vegas. Now, people in the know better. Let me tell you the basic change that we made from his rookie year to last year.
Sure.
And it was really simple. We worked really hard in the offseason at this. And I use Zepp Analytics, okay, which measures pretty much all the angles in the swing.
Interesting.
And what it measures, it has a 3D swing plane, and it has two lines. It shows you a hand path and a barrel path. And then it puts numbers to it. Bat speed, time to impact, hand speed, and then it'll show you the vertical angle on the bat and the attack angle on the bat. Now, the vertical angle is, if you can visualize, if you hold the bat straight across the plate in front of you, that would be zero. And then if you point it straight down at the ground, that would be 90.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you're measuring it through the zone, it measures the vertical angle on the bat. And if it's too steep, then you don't have plate coverage. That number, okay, most of the guys that will operate with a good vertical angle so that you don't have the barrel above your hands.
Okay.
The barrel wants to be below your hands as it's coming through the zone, okay? So you have the positive angle. Most guys operate about 20 to 25. You look at guys like Stanton, he's a little bit more flat, and a guy like Trout is a little bit more steep. Chris is kind of more towards the Trout side, 38 degrees. And if you point it down at 38 degrees, you'll create a hole in your swing on the outer part of the plate, or you'll have a hard time squaring up balls because you're just not coming in at a good angle because of the movement on the ball. So what you're trying to do is match the bat path to the ball path best as you can. So we reduced Chris's vertical angle through hard work from about 38 down to about 25. That's significant.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge. And so Chris had to, you know, he had to really pay attention to what he was doing. You know, he's half-heartedly believing in the numbers that are coming off the Zepp analytics. So I always, you know, kind of put that in the background with him. I teach him more to feel.
He wasn't buying into it right away. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's always looked at it with skepticism. He's bought into it. He buys
right.
into
now
it.
Now he has. Yeah.
Well, he looks at the numbers. Okay. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, it felt a lot different than what the numbers would say. But we were moving in the direction of feeling it, which is what I was trying to accomplish. More feel. But I use the numbers more than he does in my teaching, where he uses his instincts and his feel more than the numbers. So it was a great mix, is what I'm trying to tell you. As an instructor, you have to have a client like that. So we worked diligently at that until I saw, you know, in the body of work over, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm going to say we did it, you know, for 2.5 months, about, let's say about 60 days, maybe 65 days. So it was about 6,000, 7,000 swings where I had a body of work to analyze it. And you could see it over a period of time, his swing was gradually getting. until finally you went down to spring training and he worked on it. So we reduced his angle so we had more plate coverage. He didn't reduce his attack angle, which is the way the bat comes up, the so-called upness.
He
still had an 18 degree, launch angle and, average 18 degree launch angle. Most of the home runs hit in the big leagues occur between 25 and 30. About 99% of balls hit out of the park occur in that attack angle. The vertical angle, they don't pay much attention to the vertical angle. What that does is if you're too much vertical, you have a lot of swing and miss in your game. So my goal was really simple, to reduce the swing and miss in the zone, to get him from chasing pitches out of the zone, and to keep and to hit more balls in the air. Okay, I wanted a higher ratio of balls in the air to balls on the ground. So the results, I mean, you can they're not predictable, but they're reliable in that he's not going to ground into many double plays,
which he doesn't.
Right, and that he's going to hit more balls in the air. That when he hits them hard, they're going to be more home runs. And it's not like we're trying to hit home runs. It's really simple. The Ted Williams approach was to hit it hard and hit it in the air. And then we put, we figured out the angles in the swing. So we kept it really simple like that. And, they talk about him becoming a Ted pull hitter. That definitely was not the case. That was a result of the fact that he was not chasing pitches out of the zone on the outer part of the plate.
Right.
And now the pitcher...
Yeah.
The pitcher, as a result, the pitcher is going to come in. He's not going to keep nibbling out there. He's going to walk. He's going to walk the guys.
Which they did. I don't know if you saw the zone profiles. I'm sure Chris talked about it, but a lot of the pitchers as the year progressed, and even early in the year, they were attacking him up and in with fastballs more than previous years. Right? So, there's no choice for him but to, pull his hands through and pull the ball. It's not... like he's making a conscious effort. It sounds like to pull the ball. It's just he's taking what he's being pitched at, right?
That's exactly right. Because in the minors, they never came in. It was the opposite in the minor leagues.
And he hit most of his homers to the opposite field.
27 of his 43 went to right of center.
Right.
Now, what they would do with the opposite in the minors, they would come in off the plate and try to throw a strike on the outer third of the plate. And they were just saying, hey, look, he's not going to pull the ball because they think that's where all his power is. Well, they learned otherwise, that he was punishing any type of mistakes in the zone, especially up in the zone in the outer half of the plate. It was different in the big leagues. So plus they had another pitch to deal with, a fourth pitch. So looking at it, the analytics and the sequencing, and how, what pitches they – and then the locations. Mm-hmm. I was looking at – pattern like that. I subscribe to FanGraphs, and they're awesome in what they do, and I think the analytics are awesome. They've helped me incredibly. So, just like defensively, they do the shift. Everybody thinks the shift is like, it is good, and it does certain things, and it takes away a lot of hits, okay? But Ted Williams used to say, they shifted Ted Williams.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Ted said, what shift? He said, I don't care about shifts. The way you do the shift is to hit it in the air.
Hit it over the shift.
that's why you and so we get away from the philosophies, of you don't hit the top of the you don't go out there hitting the top of the ball, barrel above your hands. Everybody thinks this is a everybody thinks this is a new modern way to hit. It's not. As Ted Williams was talking about this years ago, in 1980 in the Red Sox system, he's talking, I worked with him for a couple of years in spring training, and, nobody was listening to the guy. That's the problem. I mean, everybody was like, he's like, and they say the same thing, deja vu all over again. Well, he's a freak of nature. He's doing it a different way, and he gets 400, They just want to ignore what's, right in front of them, Now you're seeing, Donaldson and J.D. Martinez and all these guys are showing up on the scene, doing what Ted Williams has been teaching for years. They're listening.